Good day, and welcome to the Technopolis Group Q1 Interim Report conference call. For your information, today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Kit Silverhand, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Well, good day, and we have our first quarter results in, and I'm going to give you a short report, after which we'll open the floor for questions and comments. So to begin with, I'll give you a short summary. As a whole, the operating environment in which Technopolis is working showed very strong signs of stabilization and gradual recovery during the first quarter, which didn't really come as a surprise, I don't think, to any analysts, investors, or to us. We had still quite strong occupancy, although it's been declining to some extent as expected and as forecasted. Still at 94%, it's at a very good level, and in virtually every community we're operating in, our occupancies are significantly above the average for their area. On the growth side of things, you can say domestically, we have been able to keep going with new growth. We've got projects going on in Tampere and Kuopio, totaling almost 30,000 square meters. And in fact, today the board of directors approved the, or gave the final approval for the new life sciences hub in Tampere, which is known as Finmedi. The eye center and patient hotel projects, as well as the office extension planned and prepared for those, received the green light, and we'll be starting construction in May on those projects. So that was a big deal, and I think the champagne bottles are opening in Tampere right now as we speak. On the international side, as we've announced earlier, so we have made our first acquisition move in Estonia, in the capital of Tallinn, with the acquisition and creation of a joint venture, which will be called Technopolis Ulmiste, right next to the airport, 50,000 square meters of modern space, 70,000 of total space, and then we have another 150,000 square meters, roughly, of building rights. So a very good territory in what we believe will be a vibrant, dynamic area with an excellent platform for innovation ecosystem activity. And there's a lot of latent demand in that market, and this gives us around 10% of the office market from day one, if the deal is closed as expected following the due diligence process going on right now. And we hope that will be completed by summer, so we can say June or July. Hopefully we can get this subsidiary into our balance sheet and income statement. And then just looking at the numbers, we did even maybe a little better than expected during the first quarter. Sales outperformed a little bit our expectations, and our EBITDA developed as we wished, and we're seeing a continuation of the trend, which has been more and more relative productivity is increasing, and our productivity is growing, as you can see in the direct results. So we're actually quite happy with the performance we had in the first quarter. And if I just go forward and look a little bit more detail about what's been going on, starting with this international project, Ulmiste, and just to give you a little bit more information about what we're talking about a project which actually came from nowhere. It's been built up privately by a private owner right next to the airport from pretty much over the last 5-6 years. And there's only two major players in Tallinn, in addition to this Ulmiste City, which is clearly a private-driven business and technology park. There's the Technopol, which is not Technopolis, but actually a university-based incubator. That's the other major player, and already these two do have some collaboration. So I think between the two of them, we have a good opportunity to establish ourselves quite strongly with a strong local team and plenty of room to grow in a prime location in an area where you can say that this was the perfect time to buy. And also gives us opportunities to expand elsewhere in Tallinn, either downtown, in other campuses, and also we can, from there, we have a good platform for looking at the rest of the Baltics. So I think we feel that we've done a pretty good deal here, and we think it gives us good platform for more growth of the same kind over there. And if I have a look at the pipeline, right now we have actually, I'd say, a pretty good pipeline. We have going on right now, we have the Pilipiturinne project in downtown Tampere. There's the Pulkovo case. I'll come back to that in St. Petersburg. We have the Viestikatu case in Kuopio. We have the Eye Center, the patient hotels, and the patient hotel office expansion. All those projects are accepted by the board now and are moving forward. And in addition, we have the second phase of the Yliopistorinne project in downtown Tampere, and the second phase of Ruolahti in downtown Helsinki, and third phase of Viestikatu and Kuopio, which are on the drawing board right now and planning, and hopefully we can have board decisions and launch decisions this year. So if you take those last three, roughly 40,000 square meters out of 112,000, which have not yet been board approved. So altogether about 112,000 board approved in the pipeline on the organic side, plus this 70,000 square meters altogether from Estonia. You can see that we're back into growth mode, and I think it's quite clear that if this continues, so we're going to have to do something probably about the guidance we've given to investors. And then coming back to the Pulkovo case, because I know all the investors and analysts are interested in this Russian case, since it represents our single biggest risk at the moment. The situation has progressed. The market in St. Petersburg is slowly improving. Ruble is rising. Oil is rising. Demand is increasing. Customers are starting to make deals in those projects that are actually ready. There's still plenty of overcapacity, 25% vacancy in St. Pete. But on the other hand, at the moment we have more than 95,000 square meters in qualified prospects in square meters, and then over 95 clients. That is so big compared to the roughly 16,000 square meters in rentable space in the first phase of Pulkovo that really I'm feeling quite calm about the prospects for St. Petersburg. It's gone in just the direction. But I hope that my main concern right now is that we can actually finish the project in accordance with promises to clients, and we're on track for that. But this being Russia, anything is possible. We hope that we can get the project done. We're looking for commissioning, and that's a very important signal. We're looking to have the state commissioning process completed by May, June. And that's very important, because without that state commissioning process completion, many clients will not be able to sign binding pre-lets with us. But right now, we're confident that we can achieve this goal, and we're working full court press on that. And if that goes forward as planned, then we should be able to get technical completion in summer, and hopefully move-ins will begin in August, September. Other than that, just a brief summary of the figures. No big surprises. No sales. And EBITDA figures came in more or less as I think everybody was expecting, maybe a little bit more higher top line than maybe was expected, and maybe a slightly higher EBITDA than was expected, but I think pretty much in line with expectations. direct results I'm very happy with because we're still seeing improvements in productivity. And another positive, for me, very positive thing is that the market yields are now in a situation where they're no longer rising, and in fact there may be an even slight drop, and that takes some pressure off of our equity ratio, which is starting to approach that 35% limit that we've been saying is our longer term target. And of course that creates constraints on our growth, so with a little bit of luck, hopefully those market yields will actually continue to decline, and then we'll have maybe even some positive influence on our fair market value. Occupancy was at 94%, still at a high level, and let's just say that I think still this year anything can happen. We know that the whole market will experience some continuing decline in occupancy, but I think the good news is that as far as we can see, there are no surprises in store, and so everything which has been going on up till now has been built into our guidance, and I don't expect that there'll be anything new popping along. On the balance sheet side, I think the most relevant thing to point out is that, as I mentioned earlier, our equity ratio is now around 36, and this means that if all these organic projects are executed, and then we have Lumiste, that means that basically we can't execute any other large projects without doing something with the company's balance sheet. So something is going to have to happen. I think that's the main message with that, and that's why the board has also indicated in the interim report that we're looking at the execution of a private placement, or also known as a directed issue. At this point, we have the authorizations from the shareholders to do that, and we'll see what timing and execution of that will be. Our average interest rate remains extremely low, under 2%, and there's been some discussion over the months about whether this is a risk for us, and of course it's a risk if the interest rates suddenly rise, but we have already taken some small steps in the direction of increasing changing the balance to a slightly more longer term interest fixing periods. We've taken the first baby steps in that direction, and we'll be moving in that direction depending on what kind of signals come from the marketplace over time. So coming to the outlook for 2010, we see the markets will continue to recover. The financial markets may experience some ups and downs, but basically on the real economy front, we see the recovery as a real recovery. I think our consensus is that the markets will continue in this direction. There's still some uncertainty related to unemployment internationally as well as in Finland, and how that might affect our clientele, so we're playing it safe. We're continuing to keep the organization as productive and efficient as we can. On the other hand, we're resourcing our organization for international and domestic growth, and preparing for that because these projects are moving forward, and we need to be able to exploit every opportunity that comes up on the market, and we will do so. For now, the guidance is intact at 0.2 for top-line growth and plus minus 0 for EBITDA growth. However, this may change if and when the due diligence phase is complete on Olamist, and we close that deal, so we'll come back probably in the second quarter with a little bit more information about which direction the guidance will go. Looking farther down the line on our long-term targets, 2014, as a reminder, so we were talking about the 10% average growth per annum, that by 2014, 25% of our revenues would come from outside Finland, that we would have 2 to 3 new European hubs, that our EBITDA would be 50% at least or over of net sales per annum, that our long-term minimum equity ratio target has to be 35, and that we would pay out 40 to 50% in dividends, excluding valuation changes. And we see no reason to change these targets. They look realistic right now, and I'm fairly confident that we can meet and maybe even exceed these promises. So that is all I have for now. At this point, I'd like to answer any questions you may have or respond to any comments you have. So I'm at your disposal.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.